have the state director of the Sierra Club Connecticut right here in the studio, Samantha Danowski. And we also have Adam Wood, who's a board member of the Sierra Club. And they are here to talk about a really interesting event that they are bringing to Bridgeport, which is great, called the Wild and Scenic Film Festival, that's going to be at the Bijou Theater this coming Saturday, January 25th. And I wanted to welcome Samantha back to WPKN, and also Adam, welcome. He's from Bridgeport. I think he used to live here, and but he's not been to the studios before. So good to have you guys here. Talk a little bit about, last time you were here, we were talking about the Remington Woods property that straddles Bridgeport and Stratford, and had a long conversation. Any update on that before we talk about the Wild and Scenic Film Festival?
The environmental cleanup continues at Remington Woods, and we continue our campaign to ensure that Remington Woods is protected and preserved, and invite people to learn more about that on our website, connecticut.sierraclub.org.
Great. And so tell me a little bit about the film series coming to the Bijou. I know that it's a national event, correct? Maybe even international, but talk a little bit about the concept of the Wild and Scenic Film Festival, and then how it relates locally to the Bijou.
Sure. Well, I'd like to start by just thanking WPKN and Kevin for working to raise awareness of the environmental challenges we face and inviting us here to talk a little bit about the film festival we'll host this Saturday at the Bijou. Unlike your film series, there will not be full-length films. Over about 2.5 hours, we have 12 films ranging from 3 minutes to about 30 minutes that cover a variety of environmental challenges, celebrations of our environment, including who has access to nature, what the fracking industry is doing in communities, and melting glaciers are some of the topics that the films will cover.
Now, I see that I went to the national site, and it talks about Wild and Scenic Film Festival, where activism gets inspired, and it has January 16th to the 20th. So that is in a particular one location, but you're taking it on. I mean, this is a festival on tour that has a number of stops, right?
Yeah, so the Landmark Film Festival takes place in California. It's a huge 3-day event, hundreds of films and events. And we're lucky enough that has been so successful that they allow various groups around the country to take it on tour and choose films that help tell a story to our communities.
Right. So in this case, some of the films that you're showing, there are at least a couple of them that have a really very local slant. There's a movie that is called Blind Sushi. I wonder if you could talk a little bit about
that.
Yeah,
sure. I have watched all these films several times as we made our selections, and this one is particularly exciting to me. It's it's based in Connecticut, so it's filmed in Connecticut. It's about a blind travel writer who met at a conference Bun Lai, the chef at Mia's Sushi, which is the first sustainable sushi restaurant in the world in New Haven. And this travel writer's travels are largely based on what he can eat and touch. Because he's blind, most people go to travel to see things.
Right.
But he looks for other adventures. And so they go on an adventure together here in Connecticut, capturing invasive species that Bun Lai uses in the restaurant. And so they're on Long Island Sound. They're foraging plants. And then they have a wonderful time to eat together and learn about the species that are invading us. And as Bun Lai says, what better way to handle that than to become a predator and eat them ourselves?
Interesting. There's also a movie here called Water Warriors. And that is about a story of a Canadian community successful in their fight to protect water from oil and natural gas industry. So is that talk a little bit about that one, if you could.
Yeah, so this is a wonderful film about a success story in Canada where the community saw the danger of fracking coming and potentially damaging their water. They had numerous trucks coming through to do the initial study and investigation, and the community immediately set to action and just vigilant, blocking roads, true demonstrations, activism with the police involved, that ultimately led to the fracking industry leaving the area, and the next election became largely a referendum on that issue.
Right. Interesting. There's another featured film that deals with Puerto Rico, the Hurricane Maria, and it's called Climbing Out of Disaster, about a group of local, I guess, rock climbers that enter the kind of the all the attempts to help the situation there in Puerto Rico.
All of these films, including this one, help raise awareness to challenge our thinking and to inspire our own activism. And so I learned a lot about this film. There is a small rock climbing community in Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico has obviously a lot of ecotourism. But when Hurricane Maria hit, these climbers just moved into action to help their community. They had the skills to obviously climb.
They were
working to clear trees. And it's a great story.
It sounds very moving, yeah.
Yes, it is.
Again, we're talking about this Saturday's event at the Bijou Theater. The Sierra Club, Connecticut, is sponsoring the Wild and Scenic Film Festival on Saturday, January 25th. And it looks like things get underway at 7 p.m., and you said it's mostly shorts, you know, several minutes to 30 minutes, and it should be. It sounds like a really compelling evening. I hope that many of our listeners come out for it. You know, it sounds very, very simpatico with our messaging. You know, here at the station. And Adam, tell me a little bit. Am I correct that you're on the board of the Connecticut?
Absolutely, Steve.
Yeah.
And thanks again for the opportunity to be here today. So happy to be here in Bridgeport, and we're so thankful to choose this venue to talk about our film festival this Saturday.
Is this the only place in the state, by the way?
What's that?
Is this the only place in the state that you're doing this film festival?
Yeah,
fantastic.
We chose Bridgeport because it's the largest city in our state and diverse and has had so much environmental impact over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Everything from coal burning plants to the new wind revolution that is taking the city on. We're going to be now a headquarters here in Bridgeport for the wind industry, building turbines and renewable energy, which is a great symbol for the future of our state and our city. And we thought this was a wonderful opportunity for us to be in the state's largest city and to reach out to a population that's been so impacted by various environmental issues and hopefully recruit and grow our own organization with some new members.
Well, I hope that we can help, and I hope this interview helps because it's the Bijou Theater is you know, it's a wonderful place to have events, you know, and I do hope that this Saturday some of our listeners will come out to the Wild and Scenic Film Festival. And thank you for coming in. Samantha Danowski is the state director of the Sierra Club Connecticut, and Adam Wood, who's a board member of the Sierra Club in Connecticut. And I'm sure we'll see you again at some point because, you know, we have added a lot of environmental shows to our schedule, and it seems like that's certainly dovetails nicely with your efforts at the Sierra Club. So we're going to take a quick break and be back with our next guests. Thank you. Thank you for coming
out. Thank you,
Steve. Right.
Yeah.